The cuts facing the Wausau Metro bus service are drastic. No Saturday service, higher fares, layoffs, and no service to Weston, Rothschild, and Schofield, the three municipalities that pulled out of the system. Greg Soibert is the transit director.
It's like, the perfect storm. I regret at this point that we're having to make these adjustments that are going to impact folks who depend on us.
The buses have been hit hard by state aid cuts to cities and villages, but Father Steve Bryce of St. Anne's Catholic Church says buses should be as much a priority as bike trails, parks, and walkways, since the poor and disabled depend on them.
If we can provide for these luxuries, it just seems we got to be able to provide for essentials that are allowing people to live with dignity and be good members of our community.
Today, Father Bryce announced a fundraising drive to save service to the entire metro area.
So this is not just about special needs people. This is about having a quality environment that everybody can enjoy, about a more sustainable life for all of us.
Bryce hopes to come up with $60,000 to cover the shortfall for next year. But Transit Director Soibert says even if the money is raised, he can't make any guarantees.
You know, when you're dealing with three separate municipalities and they're not all necessarily on the same page and they've each got separate budget issues, it's not a simple process. We'll see what happens if, in fact, the money is raised.
The church leaders have until December 15th to raise the money for there to be even a chance of saving the regional bus routes. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.